time. I always enjoy every conversation I have with you.
Well, I appreciate it, Larry, and I hope we can do something like this again, because I need it, you need it, and I think your listeners need it.
So true, so true. Well, folks, that ends another program. This was a Tommy Crier program. He will be back next Saturday from 2 to 4. And, of course, I have my program on between 9 and 10, Saturday morning. So, folks, even though football season starts next Saturday, I hope that you will listen to the Tommy Crier Live Free Zone next Saturday. Have a good day, folks. Thank you, Edwin.
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. And, of course, as usual, we are going to have with us Mark Glynn, who is becoming a fixture on this show. As a matter of fact, I'm glad to have him. He kind of makes the show go a lot faster and adds a lot of insights to normally the subjects that we talk about. Well, we have a lot to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, as usual, it's like there's nothing going on in the world except the war and George Bush. But as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, the war that we are losing big time out there, it's amazing how the media just doesn't talk about any other war except the war in the Middle East. We have a war, ladies and gentlemen, that is going on right here in our own homes, and it seems like not too many people care about it, not too many people are giving a darn about it, and definitely we don't have the government's help in this. The war I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is the war on the internet.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We apologize for earlier. We just had to get the timing right, so that's why we promptly had to, that's what I understand from the producers, that we had to go to right away to sync the time in with the computer, etc., etc., but we are back and everything seems to be fine now. As I started
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, Hisham is AWOL at the moment. We're having some trouble with Skype. I know that a lot of conspiracy theorists out there would probably say that this is some type of skullduggery, but I can assure you that it probably is not that. Hisham stayed up very late last night working on his new computer that he could not get to work properly, and that probably explains why we're dealing with the problems that we're dealing with right now. Anyway, I didn't plan on stepping in here momentarily while Hisham is out to lunch, so to speak. But I'm going to try my best anyway. In fact, I probably will do all right since Hisham, he usually disagrees with me on a lot of things that I say. So this will give me a chance to kind of get in there first and get my two cents in before he can disagree with me. The news, ladies and gentlemen out there, is Iraq and Iran. I had hoped or planned on talking today about, of course, the current situation going on in Iraq and the future situation that we will be dealing with when it comes to Iran. If you've been paying attention to the news, particularly in the last, I would say, 2 weeks, there is a decidedly heavy emphasis right now being placed on what is going on with Iran, how this is going to play out in the future. Now, some people say that we will not be going to war in Iran. I, however, take a different view of this. If we look at what is taking place now, particularly with regards to the propaganda war that is being fought in trying to prepare the American people to support this war, it basically is a replay of what took place in the months leading up to the war in Iraq. We have a nation in the Middle East that has been declared an enemy of Israel, a nation that George Bush is telling us is on the verge of possessing weapons of mass destruction, a nation that is absolutely against the what we call the American way of life. And, of course, we have three carrier groups sitting right off of the coastline of this nation. And although I don't have the figures in front of me, ladies and gentlemen, when we're talking about a carrier group, we're not talking about small potatoes here. It's not just an aircraft carrier, which in and of itself is a formidable piece of military hardware. There are all kinds of secondary vessels that accompany a carrier, such as battleships and destroyers, submarines. They have an entire schedule laid out what constitutes a contingent of this size, and it is formidable. And although, again, I don't have the figures in front of me, I would assume that it is pretty costly to have these things sitting off of the coast of Iran, and they wouldn't be doing this just for show, particularly with the kind of shape that the United States finds itself in right now economically, you see. In addition to that, of course, we have the daily flurry of news stories coming out of the mainstream news talking about the Iran's involvement in training these insurgents that are killing American soldiers, that Iran is supplying these insurgents with these improvised explosive devices, shaped charges, things like that. We're getting a lot of the same kind of chatter. You know, we always hear that term chatter whenever there is a new terror alert that has been released and some representative of the U.S. intelligence community comes on the television and says, we anticipate that a terror attack is going to happen any moment, and the reason that we know that it's going to happen any moment is because of the chatter that we've been monitoring within these terrorist cells in the Middle East. You know, that always amazed me. They always said, we know that they're about to attack because we're listening in on their phone lines, and yet we can't seem to find them. If somebody can figure this out for me, please let me know. Nevertheless, when we look at the chatter that's taking place on the mainstream news, all of it seems to indicate that there is this looming date with Iran in the not too distant future. One of the things that alarms me also, particularly in the last couple of days, has been this, let's see, how would we call this? What we have taking place in the United States government is that you have various factions who are disagreeing with each other. You have the U.S. intelligence community saying one thing. You have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying one thing. You have the commanders on the ground in Iraq saying one thing. And then you have the Bush administration saying something, and none of them are agreeing with each other. Of course, the U.S. intelligence community is saying that the that Iraq is abysmal, it is dismal, it is hopeless, so much so that they're actually saying that we can forget, at least for the moment, about trying to install any type of what we would call democratic institutions. They're saying that Iraq is too far gone right now to entertain any hope in creating a stable, pluralistic country that enjoys the democracy that we're supposed to be bringing to this country. In addition to that, you have members of the intelligence community who are sounding the alarm with regards to this upcoming campaign against Iran, and they're saying that this is extremely dangerous, that there is nothing of any benefit that is to be had by this, that it basically is like putting the last nail in the coffin of the United States in terms of world opinion. We're having our rear ends handed to us in Iraq, and yet we're going to start another war against Iran. And what makes this particularly dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that Iran is not this isolated nation the way that Iraq was 4 years ago. Iran has powerful friends in that region, notably Russia and China. Iran is China's largest trading partner. China gets most of her oil from Iran. And China, despite the fact that we get most of our finished goods from China, China is not America's friend. So what are the Chinese going to do when we bomb the hell out of their biggest client, when we bomb the hell out of their biggest source of oil? They're not going to be too pleased, I can imagine, and given the fact that China is the largest single holder of U.S. debt in the world, it's like my friend Hashem, who should be with me right now, it's like my friend Hashem says, we are in a situation right now where the United States is hanging over a cliff, and somebody is holding onto a rope that is tied around the waist of the United States. And this person could let go of the rope any time, and the United States would crash to the ground, and that would be the end of her. Hashem is back. I just heard the good news. Praise Allah, as they say in the Middle East. Our friend is back. But let me finish my thought, if I may, ladies and gentlemen. The fact of the matter is that most of the people, the professionals, people we pay to study these problems and to come up with an assessment on them, most of them are saying that this is...
You hear the music, right? Okay.
And here comes the music.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
One more time and see what happens. Otherwise, we'll probably have to go to a different system. Of course, I'm not really sure. Mark, how you doing today, Mark?
Fine. You know, you can always blame it on me, Hisham.
You know, you did it. Oh, did you rob Bill Gates?
Yeah, you can see by the cars I drive and the house I live in that obviously I robbed Bill Gates.
You know, Mark, I wanted to talk a little bit about the incident that took place with this little 15-year-old girl from Alaska, who was able to purchase a plane ticket. She met this guy in North Carolina, and she basically stole money from her parents, fives and ones, because she was able to go to the airport, pay $730-some on to purchase a plane ticket, and she did not even have to show an ID. Mm-hmm. So this is how dangerous it is. It's becoming, and this is the war that I was talking about, that we are losing big time, that our children are being murdered. And on the TV show on Thursday, we had shown a lot of these kids who actually met somebody online and were murdered by these people that they met online. Mm-hmm. And so why, Mark, I don't know if you have done any research on this, why no one is doing anything about it? I even asked, you know, like my kids, if they talk to them in school about internet safety, and you know, like they do with drugs, you know, they get police officers and detectives go around schools talking about like no drugs and say no and the DARE program. And I'm really surprised that we don't have a program to keep and teach parents and kids some safety tips and safety rules when you go on the internet, because as you know, when you are on the internet, your house is basically open to the whole world to move in. And a lot of these weirdos actually do end up moving in into your kids' computers, and your kids end up dead because they go to meet these people. What is happening, Mark? Is our society was not ready for this internet? Our mental ability and our matureness and our thinking was not able or capable to deal with the internet?
No, I think that the problem, and at the risk of sounding like a grumpy old man, which I usually do sound like, the problem is that Americans have this attitude that it can't happen here. And I don't just mean it can't happen here in terms of our country. They have this attitude, it can't happen here, meaning a disaster in my own home. You know, I taught school for several years, and one of the things that amazed me in teaching was when I would meet these parents and how unconcerned parents were with what was going on in their kids' lives. We seem to have this attitude in this country that let the system raise the kids because I'm too busy with work and I've got these other distractions that keep me busy, whether it's golf or some type of sports or something like that. And really, you know, I think that this is just something that is part and parcel of wealth and power, that you don't take care of your own house anymore, including your own children. And I think basically parents today, they say, well, my kid isn't out murdering anybody, so I guess he's doing okay, and I'm just going to go back to making money and trying to get as much enjoyment out of my life as possible.
Yeah. You know, some people out there may not be aware of this, but people between the ages of 13 and 17 don't have to show ID when they purchase a ticket or when they board an airplane. You know how, like, with all the security and everything that we have, that, you know, you are supposed to check IDs, et cetera, et cetera. But the law says that if between 13 and 15 and 17, you don't have to, you're not supposed to show IDs, or you don't have to show ID. And did you know that?
No, I did not.
And also another thing, you know, what really saved this girl, of course, on the TV show we profiled many, many 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 17-year-olds, who met some guy on the internet and ended up meeting him and in person. And, of course, as everyone out there listening, if you are on the internet, you know a lot of the people you meet on the internet. You basically make these people the way you want to, because you start listening to what they are saying and you start understanding it the way you want to understand it. So you draw this very nice picture of the person on the other side. He could be an ex-con, he could be a predator, he could be a child molester, but our kids are drawing these nice pictures in their own little heads of the guy on the other line or on the other end of the of that chat session the way they want to. Now, we're going to continue with this because it's really important that we discuss this and see if we can give the parents some tips of how to protect their children. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 14.
426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, as we started talking about the internet, you know, there's a huge gap between kids and grown-ups as far as internet knowledge and being able to go on the internet. And what I suggest, if you have children and you still don't know how to get on the internet, I suggest that you learn how to do that fast, so you will be able to learn what are your kids doing on the internet, and what are the dangers out there for kids on the internet. Our number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We would like to hear from you and see what you think about this particular topic, which is internet safety for kids. And one thing about this particular story that we were talking about from in Seattle, Washington, the girl took a plane, Alaskan Airlines flight from Alaska to on her way to North Carolina, and she was intercepted in Seattle. And the only reason that she was intercepted in Seattle, because her mother, when she woke up in the morning, did not find her 15-year-old girl at home. So what she had done, she, of course, called her friends to see if anyone knew anything, and no one happened to seem to know anything about the girl. So she went on her account with MySpace. And by the way, most of these kids that are getting killed, I don't want to pick on MySpace, but MySpace happens to be like the biggest culprit here, where a lot of these kids are able to go on there and meet up with a lot of weirdos out there. But the mother happened to have the password for her little girl. She went on the account and found out exactly what was going on. She called the authorities and the airlines, and they, of course, found out that she took a plane on her way to North Carolina. They stopped her in Seattle, but this is the kicker. It was the girl's decision if she wants to go back or not. it was not the parents. The authorities told the parents that since there was no missing persons report that that took place on that they did not file a missing persons report, therefore they could not send her back. But the parents talked to her and they were able to convince her to go back, and which she did. Just imagine if they did not have the information that she where she was going because of her mother having the password. So what I would suggest, ladies and gentlemen, if you have teenagers on the internet, you better know what accounts they have, because they can have a Yahoo account, they can be on America Online, they can be on MySpace, they can be on Facebook, they can be on a lot of these services. You need to know where your kids go and who they are talking to online. And at the same time, let me give you just a few tips here. Don't leave the computer in their bedroom. Don't give them their laptop to go to their bedroom, because you are inviting the whole world to go into your children's bedroom when you do that. Keep your computer in a where everyone can see it, in the living room, in the kitchen. It doesn't matter where. And also, but don't leave it in their bedrooms. Also, limit the time that they can be on the computer. Limit the time that they can spend. A couple of hours to do your work, that's fine. Talk to your couple of your friends, that's fine. But you need to know who they are talking to. Mark, I'm sure you have some other tips that you can give parents.
You don't want to hear what my tips are. I mean, you've been to my home. You know I don't allow my children to get on the computer at all.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I don't even allow them in the room if I'm on the internet, because you never know what you're going to run into. So,
well, okay. On the other side, I allow my children to go on the internet. All my children, all four of them, even my 4 year old, my 5 year old. He was four when he started going on the internet. The internet is, there's nothing wrong with the internet if we know how to deal with it. You know, if you are involved in your kids' lives and you are there with them, showing them what could happen. And also, you know, there's nothing wrong with having the passwords for your kids' accounts. That doesn't mean that you want to spy on them. That doesn't mean you want to go in and see what they are up to there. But every once in a while, it doesn't hurt. That might end up saving their lives.
Well, I agree with you on that. But, you know, for me, allowing a kid on the internet these days is like allowing them to play with a loaded gun and telling them to be careful with it. There are just, in my opinion, there are just too many things out there that these young people can run into way too easily. And as far as filters and all the rest of that go, that means nothing. I've been on computers that have filters, and I know that it takes about 90 seconds to disable those filters to the point where you can find anything that you want to find. Now, you know, for me, as I have said before, you know, typically I sound like a grumpy old man, but as a parent, I don't take any chances with my children. I'm not as much worried about them meeting somebody online and buying a plane ticket and going to South Carolina or wherever this individual went. But I am worried about what kinds of other things that they're going to see when they're not ready to see these things. And so, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, when people ask me, what can we do about it, I say to them, allowing your kids to be on the computer, at least with you not there present, is the same as allowing them to go out and play in the middle of the street. There's a chance that they might not get hit by a car, but is it worth taking the chance? And so, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we are way too permissive in the society with our children, what we allow them to do, and we just say, oh, well, they're going to run into this kind of stuff sooner or later anyway, so we might as well expose them to it now. I don't buy into that, you know, and, you know, all the predictions that people who know me give, and they say, oh, your children, they're going to be backwards, and then they're not going to know how to do this, and they're not going to know how to do that. Well, that's a chance that I'm willing to take, and so, as far as my input on it goes, I don't allow my kids anywhere near the internet, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, you see, I disagree, of course, with you on that point, not allowing them near the internet, because the internet is, you know, the whole world
has opened up for you. You can research the internet for, you know, for schoolwork. You can keep in touch with your friends, and there's nothing wrong with that. The problem happens is when you are allowing them all this free time to go on the internet and without anyone, without supervision, just like anything else. And, you know, because let's face it, Mark, 5 years, 10 years from now, we are not going to be able to do anything if we are not on the internet and if we are not internet savvy. I guarantee you, it's just like the car. When the car was invented, you know, before then, people were very much into their own villages and towns, you know, to go 20 miles down the road.
There he goes again, ladies and gentlemen. He's gone. Somebody has snatched Hashem off the internet, because that is exactly how he's coming to us today, is by using one of these internet voice programs, and he's gone. So much for Hashem's praise of the internet. Let me counter what Hashem is talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, I don't allow my children on the internet, and anybody, including Hashem, who has been to my home and who has met my children, one of the first things that they comment upon after having spoken with my children is they say, my goodness, I can't believe how intelligent and how intelligently your children express themselves. Now, my children didn't go to the finest schools. My wife and I homeschool them. And most of their information comes from, of all things, books, things like encyclopedias and history books, foreign language books, things like that. My wife and I are not particularly well endowed with extremely high intellects, but we spend a lot of time talking to our children, teaching them things that they need to know, and I think that this has worked out fairly well. In my opinion, the internet, the computers, whatever, I know that my kids eventually are going to have to learn how to use these things, but they don't need to learn them when they're 8 or 9 years old. In the meantime, they can avail themselves of this information by using books and things like that. And, I mean, let's face it, civilization has existed now for thousands and thousands of years. The United States became one of the most powerful nations in history, and this happened long before the computer was invented as well as the internet. So this idea that we're going to have to immerse our young people in the use of the internet before they're ready to handle this, I think is a weak argument. I think that the computer and the internet has replaced the television and video games in many ways as something that soaks up too much of our children's free time. So, Manny, do we have any calls out there? Not yet. No calls. I can't believe that means that either we have nobody listening or that people are so fascinated with what I'm talking about that they don't want to interrupt me, which I think is highly unlikely. I think that the better explanation is that there's nobody listening out there. Manny, have we located Hashem yet? We got him on the phone. Is he back online?
We're speaking about the internet.
There we go. Hashem.
Yes, we... You know, we're just talking about the internet, and unfortunately, the internet is not working very well in the studio.
Exactly. See, you've just obliterated your own argument. You're sitting here talking about how we're going to have to rely on the internet, and here I am out in the back.
Well, you know, okay. We're still using trains, even though we invented cars. Cars break down. You know, it's no big deal.
Well, you're using this fancy schmancy expensive computer that you probably spent a gob of money on last night.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting out here in the middle of North Idaho with no electric, barely any internet, and I'm sitting here talking on a cell phone that I got for free, and I'm doing pretty well. So explain to us again, Hashem, how indispensable this thing known as the internet is.
Well, you see, I mean, listen, Mark, if you take a horse, that horse, as long as you feed him, he's not going to break down, or it's not going to break down. But a car will break down, even though you might take a car out of the dealer's showroom. So, hey, technology, something will go wrong with it. And it's not really, I understand that it's not the computer, even though I I'm beginning to hate my new computer, but it's the computers in the studio that are acting up. But this computer here, I mean, it's awesome, except this Windows Vista. If anyone out there knew about Windows Vista, it's the problem with Windows Vista is not a lot of programs out there will work on Windows Vista. So that's where the problem I'm having. But that has nothing to do with what's going on now.
I'll tell you what. You know how we can fix that problem with that computer? Bring it out here to Idaho, and I'll drop it the way that I did that brand-new laptop of yours last October, and I guarantee it'll fix that problem.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. But, you know, to go back, Mark, and let me give the phone number out to people who would like to call in. 800-313-9443. Would like to hear from you and let us know what you think about the Internet. Is it a blessing or is it a disastrous invention for all of us? It's just like the car, Mark. You know, it could be a disastrous, but at the same time, it's a blessing. You know, like, think about this. It used to take people months just to go from one city to another or et cetera, et cetera. But now within, or the plane, the airplane, for instance. You know, there's nothing wrong with technology.
Well, I agree with you. And Hisham, I agree with you. I couldn't do my job if it weren't for the Internet. The discussion that we're having here is the propriety of allowing children to be exposed to it at too early of an age. You're right, the car is a perfect example. The car is a great tool. Think of where we would be in a society if we didn't have it. But I'm not going to allow my 8-year-old kid to get behind the wheel of a car.
All I'm saying is parents need to get involved in their children's lives. And when I say children, I don't mean the 4-year-old. I mean the 16 and the 17 and the 18, et cetera, until they are ready to go out there and fight it on their own. But in the meantime, a 15-year-old girl sitting in her bedroom talking to a man who's 39 or 40 or 50, and he is saying the right things and she is reading the right things, what she wants to read. She is finding something is missing if a 15-year-old girl has to do that. Something is missing in the family. She is not getting enough attention from her own parents, and her own parents are not giving her the attention that requires. And sometimes you have to be tough with them. You know, they might not want to give you the password to their account. Well, guess what? You're not getting on the Internet unless I know exactly where you are going. You want to get upset? Get upset. That might save your life. But, you know, but the main thing that I'm finding out, Mark, is people don't know how to get on the Internet. There's a lot of people out there who have no clue of how to even get on the Internet, even if they want to help their children. They have no clue. They don't know anything about it. And that's where the problem is.
Well, that is part of the problem. But I think that the more systemic problem, Hisham, is that we in this country simply don't care about anything anymore. I hate to always be the bringer of doom and gloom, but, you know, this situation that we're talking about right now with regards to our children and the Internet and all the rest of that stuff, it is just symptomatic of an even larger problem that afflicts our country. We simply don't care about anything anymore. We don't care what our children are doing. We don't care what our elected leaders are doing, okay? We are in the middle of this disaster in Iraq. We're about to get involved in an even bigger disaster in Iran that could make Iraq look like a picnic. And yet the people, if you listen to the conversations that are taking place in the grocery stores and, you know, where, the places where middle America hangs out most of the time, people, as I said, I don't want to wear out this illustration, but people are more interested in the size of Britney Spears' bra, which I think we had determined was somewhere
36,
around a
36. I remember that.
You're proof of that. You know that stuff. You see?
Yes.
You're part of the problem.
Hey, look. You know, what can I say? You ask and you shall given. Or you shall be given. Now, when we come back in the second hour, Mark, I want to know what else happened in the world. We're going to have a break coming up soon here. But if you can very quickly, if we get cut off by the break, we can finish it off in the last few minutes in the show, and then in the next hour we'll discuss those stories. There's the music there. So when we come back from the break, tell us what else is going on in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. And don't forget, we have another hour to go. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
This first hour. Mark, I'd like to go to John in New Mexico, and then we'll come back probably in the second hour and talk about the stories that we're going to talk about. John, go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I think the problem with the Internet is, like you were saying, Hashem, that it's a supervision problem more than really anything else. And probably a lot of these children that are getting in trouble, that could be avoided, I would think, if parents would just be more involved and watchful.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. It's a parental issue here, and the problem is, you know, when people are not. But you see, the thing is, with this particular family, the mother knows how to get on the internet. She thought that she had an open relationship with her daughter, but yet it happened to her. But you know what? Because this woman was involved with her daughter's affairs, she was able to save her. She was able to know exactly what happened. But imagine if this mother did not have a clue of how to get on the internet.
Right.
Then there was no way for her to find out what her daughter did.
That's true. So it's a good thing she was at least keeping track somewhat of what the child was doing. But I guess the Internet is kind of like you were saying with automobiles. You wouldn't have your child driving an automobile, especially without your supervision, at the beginning anyway. And I guess one way is just to avoid the whole situation altogether, like Mark was saying. But today I think these these youngsters are going to have to learn how to use computers, so at some point they'll have to be exposed to it. So it's just a question of at what age and how well supervised they'll be.
Yeah.
You're
secluding your children from the internet is not the solution, because the internet is going to be with us for probably the rest of our lives and more. Just like the cars are not going anywhere.
Okay, Hisham. Hello. Manny, are we still on?
Okay. We can't solve the problem by not allowing our kids to drive cars and not exposing them to cars, et cetera, et cetera. And the same thing, we can't solve this problem just by not allowing our kids to go on the internet. But I agree, and it's not going to happen. You know, people are, they get on the internet at school. They can get on the internet anywhere they go. The internet's going to be everywhere. You know, they have the cell phones. Right now, the cell phones are very much like having your own computer. So my point is, parents need to be involved and know exactly what their children are up to.
Jim.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Now, listen, I'm sorry. Look, you're my best friend. I hate to argue with you on your own show, but I think that this is crazy. This idea, I hear this all the time. We had friends who, they exposed their children as young as like 4 and 5 years old to all of the mechanics that are involved with what we call the birds and the bees, okay? And because of the fact that my wife and I have chosen to put off discussing this thing with our children until we felt that they reached an age where they were mature enough to understand it, the arguments were, well, they're going to find out about it sooner or later anyway, so the sooner the better. Well, in my opinion, this is like feeding a two-week-old baby Texas chili, you see. That baby probably is going to be eating chili someday in his life when he gets older. So let's go ahead and let's expose him to it now. The fact of the matter is that we are running into these problems in our society, whether it's kids going into schools and killing each other or all of the unwed pregnancies, because we are requiring these kids to grow up sooner than they're ready to do.
Okay. Mark, we come in to the end of the show, but I'm just wondering, how long are you going to be able to hold on to those children? Well?
We'll talk about it when we get back.
We'll talk about it when we get back, but I don't know. Do you hear the music? I don't.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have another hour of this. Hey, I love this weekend. You know, it's exciting. We'll be right back.